Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and all kinds of stuff fitting into that genre, brought to you by myself, Nigel, and tonight we've got Adam in the as a guest, guest presenter. It's been a while since you've been in, this is why I was kind of slightly thrown.
Ages, indeed.
Good evening. Anyway, it's good to see you back.
Yeah, good to be back, in fact.
Yes, and you've been off doing quite a few things, I think. There's been Whitby in between as well, hasn't there?
God, there's been Infest in between as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. DJing at Infest has been DJing everywhere else. There's been seeing you and everyone else everywhere else seemingly along the way. It's been a busy few months, hasn't it?
It has. So hopefully we've got lots of good stuff coming up in the show. We started there with Untunnel, with Moving On. That's the Essence of Mind mix off the Sounds from the Matrix Volume 7 compilation. Good stuff coming from Untunnel at the moment. Hope to hear more of that. And we're going to continue with some Aesthetic Perfection.
Well, be you.
Okay, you heard there Fade Ahead with what appears to be a dance floor filling track. That's a DTV from FH3. And before that, we had Aesthetic Affection with...
The Siren.
The Siren,
from, frankly, one of the best albums this year. A Call to Violent Emotion, go buy it, because it's great.
It does sound good. Again, I've kind of veered away from Aesthetic Perfection for being a bit too shouty noisy for my likes, but it sounds... that's quite a diverse album if it's got tracks like that on.
Mm-hmm. I'd say so.
Okay, well, later in the show, we're going to do the usual rundown of clubs and gigs and things like that. But I just wanted to kind of have my little soapbox moment this time around. The other weekend, I ended up down Rio's in Leeds to see a couple more trad things. The Sisters of Murphy, Sisters cover band, of course, and supported by Rhombus, who do good old goth rock. And while it was a good gig... I couldn't help thinking that Rio's, the venue, are just trying to milk the scene for all they can. It was £10 on the door. This was higher than the advertised price. I'm not sure what occurred for the price to go up between the flyers being printed and things like that. But, yeah, the bar was expensive, the door price was high, and I think that exact same gig... Rhombus supported supporting Sister Murphy was probably done about a year or so ago at the Subculture, and I think the price on the door was about a fiver. So it's quite scary how you can double the prices. But yeah, that's just my little bit. I don't normally rant about things, but I hope Rio's do support the bands, keep the bands coming, but also do it at a reasonable price that's going to keep the punters coming in.
Totally agreed.
Yeah, a couple of venues seem to be ramping up the price. Some of them, I think they're trying to justify it by being in Leeds City Centre and being nice, shiny venues, but you've got to think of your punters. You'll get more people through the door if you've got sensible prices. Anyway, that's my mini rant. Let's carry on with the tunes for a bit at least. Here's some of an upcoming band who are playing. They're playing local soon. I'll mention that in the gig guide. But this is some System FX.
Straight from the TV screen.
Welcome back. You're listening to BCB 106.6 FM. This is Adam with Nigel, of course, as well. You just heard Cyanotic's Alt Machine from their new EP, Prehab 25mm EP. You should probably go buy that because it's great. Before that, on the same label, Bitriot from the States, was Torrent Vaccine's DMF. And before that was, what, System Effects?
Yeah.
Bombs, Bullets, Blood, I think.
Yep, that's yeah. One. From High Definition Violence. All good stuff there.
Hmm, indeed.
Right, I think we promised to do a bit of a run-through of gigs and stuff going on in the area. Now, I've got a list in front of me, and you've probably got some in your head somewhere. So, shall I run down the list I've got, and you can interject with...
Sounds good to me, because I've not got a list to remove, but I'm sure I've got something somewhere.
Right, what I've got in front of me is tomorrow, Friday, the 5th of December, we have... the Friday Flock Live at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, this has got the live element of Modulate, supported by ESA, and the Friday Flock Club night afterwards. So, doors are 7:30, first band are on 8, so the band bit runs from 7:30 till about 10 p.m, where the club night takes over, and that's 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. So, if you're paying for the gig, you get in for the club night for free, and it's looking like a storming one. So, you know, Modulate and ESA, two really good artists that we do quite a lot, like a lot of their stuff for. If you need telling what the club night's like, it's a kind of request-friendly goth of all kinds. It's, you know, goth, rock, punk, everything that's kind of in that big world of influence. I believe it's £5 in for the gig, and I believe it's £3 in for the club night before 11 and £4 after. More details should be able to be found at www.fridayflock.net. What else have I got? On Saturday the 13th of December, there's Mortaled in Leeds, that's at the Library Pub. This, again,'s got a live element to it. It's got Deviant UK and System FX. And we, I think, doors open at 6 p.m. I've never been to this night, so I don't quite know how it works. I don't know what time the bands occur during the evening. But yeah, the doors are at 6. It costs £4 in, and... And as I say, I know very little else about that. More information can be found about that on myspace.com/mortaledknight. I believe they've also got www.mortal.com as well, but it'll probably just take you to the same place. I'm not sure, actually. I think there's a bit of a website up at mortal.com.
I've been to the MySpace. I can't remember what's on the website.
Yeah, there's stuff there anyway. Stuff that you'll be able to find more information, hopefully. Also on Saturday the 13th, there's Darklands in York. That's at the Junction Pub. That runs from 10 p.m. till late, and I believe it's £3 on the door, and more information can be found at www.darklands.org.uk. Black Veil appears... I had a bit of a look around. I can't find any information for Black Veil in December, but they appear to be starting afresh in January. So I'll give you more details about that nearer the time.
Yeah, definitely January, because I'd seen the same.
What else we've got? The Wendy House. The Wendy House this time round is on the Saturday the 20th of December at Leeds Uni SU as usual. Two big rooms, the big main room full of goth, cheese, alternative or rock, all kinds of stuff going on in the main room, and you've got the Mutate room with the harder dance and electronic and industrial stuff there.
And they're on a hell of a roll at the moment as well, because it's been insanely busy the last few months, and it's been great fun too. It's
yeah,
better than it has been in ages.
I didn't get to the last one that had Marco and Marco from XPA. Was
only
it?
One of the Marcos.
Was it only one?
The other Marco was ill.
Oh, okay. I didn't get to that, but the reports are it's been damn good all the way through.
Hmm.
This one, I noticed there's going to be a music non-stop stall as well. So yeah, if you need purchases,
bring your cash
basically. Yeah, the Wendy House as usual, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £5 on the door. More information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org.
There is actually something to add, thinking about it. This Saturday, 6th, is it this
yeah,
Saturday?
Yeah, the 6th.
Yeah, yeah. Down in Sheffield, there's a goth band many of you may have heard of who haven't played live in ages now. The Way of All Flesh, or twoaf.com. Play at the Grapes, a little Sheffield venue. I think it's £3 in from 7:30. A band called John Merrick's Remains, who I'm not a fan of, but many other people are, and another band whose name I can't remember right now, are supporting them. All the details on the 12th website, or search under the Grapes on Last FM, and you'll find the event details because they are there. And I think that's about it, really. I'm not even going to try plugging my own nights tonight because I'm feeling too good.
No, I think there's not massive amounts of live stuff going on, given it's kind of the end of the kind of touring phase of things, and people are getting in the studio and starting to write again, ready for next year's tours.
Indeed.
So, yeah, so we're lucky to have a few live gigs as they are, to be honest.
Well, if you're very goth, there's always the Damned next week doing their usual Christmas tour. I'm sure they're playing in Leeds, because I know they're playing in Sheffield.
Yeah, I think they're going around somewhere. Anyway, what else have I got? Our Shadow Play is a night, again, I know very little about. That's at the Black Swan in York, and that's on the December the 29th. So something to fill the Christmas New Year gap. Mm. That's 7:30 to 11 p.m. free entry. I think it's kind of goth in a pub. And the main site of information I can find out about that is a live journal community. So that's community.livejournal.com/shadowplayuk. And there's always worthy of note the two regular weekly nights we've got in Yorkshire. We've got Bad Moon Rising here in Bradford every Thursday at the Manville Arms. Free entry, 7 p.m. till late. It's kind of goth in a pub, request friendly DJ, real ales, I believe, and nice friendly atmosphere. And also Black Sheep every Sunday at the Subculture in Leeds. Again, free entry. More information about Bad Moon Rising can be found at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. More information about Black Sheep can be found at sheepish.net. I believe there's a bit of a rumour there's going to be some Bad Moon Rising gigs occurring some point next year. I'll keep my eyes peeled on them because I don't think anything definite's been announced yet. But more live music is always good. I think that's all the information I've got for stuff coming around in December-ish. Is that pretty much you, Adam?
Yeah, I think that's about it. I can't think of anything else.
We'll mention something else in the next segment if we remember whilst the tunes are playing. Right. Here's a band I've kind of been championing pretty much all year. Still very good stuff. Here's some Everything Goes Cold.
Thank you.
Okay, this is still DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Snog with Late 20th Century Boy from, I believe, the album's Third Hole from the Sun.
Third Mole from the Sun, That's the one.
Before that, we had Imperative Reaction.
Yes, giving up off the somewhat patchy new album, Minus All. If you like Imperative Reaction before, you know what you're setting yourself up for. Just standard angry, stompy bleep with a tune. It's not that bad, but it's just not as good as the last one, really.
So not groundbreaking, but still, if you like their stuff, it's good.
It does the job.
Yeah. Before that, we had Everything Goes Cold with Fail, and that was the Refrigerated Mix by SAM from the Prepare to Be Refrigerated CD. And we were just chatting whilst that was on. For starters, you shocked me by telling me that the actual fridge out of all the artwork actually has its own name. I'm just kind of waiting for an album of material to come along, because it sounds like he can produce some damn good stuff. And,
yes, he needs to, because he actually has a sense of humour, which far too many artists in our scene don't at the moment.
No, I'm kind of hoping he'll come over for Infest for find some excuse or get signed on the next announcement listing, but we won't hear anything about rumours for that one for at least
Did we write him down last time? Can you remember?
I certainly wrote him
down. I think I did. Yeah.
But, yeah, whether that'll add up to enough people writing him down, we'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, I think he's definitely got the right attitude. But he seems to have been a bit busy doing bits of touring recently. Mm. So quite, if he's got round to writing more material for an album or recording it, I've no idea. But we'll certainly let you know if we discover that.
Going back to that idea kind of not a lot going on at the moment. Not a lot's really gone on music-wise this year, seemingly. Writing the end of the year list and kind of coming up thinking, well, great stuff has come up this year. It's been an okay year for music. It's not been a fabulous year for music. But some of the 2009 stuff looks pretty good, because we've got Apop coming to Manchester in March. We've got Covenant coming in April. And a few other things that I've completely forgotten about that are coming as well.
Album releases, there's Caustic in January and Combi Christ in January.
And then Apop and Covenant both coming as well.
Are they bringing albums out?
Yes, the Apop album was originally due in the autumn, but isn't. Even the Mighty Rammstein are back near the end of next year. Look out for it. New single in the summer, apparently. Album in the autumn, and then a full year-long tour, which means more flames, more live stuff, more flames.
That'll be great, because I've managed to miss them every time they've
been
live.
Frankly, one of the best live bands I've ever seen, and I've seen them four times now, so they're worth every single penny and every rather warm evening spent watching them live, because they're great.
I'll definitely try and get to see them this next time round, but I've somehow magically managed to miss it every single time, and I'm getting rather gutted about it now, considering how good everyone says they are.
Yes, well, make sure you come next time.
Hopefully there'll be a Zeitgeist Zero album out soon.
Nice link there. I see what you did there.
You see what I did here. Yeah, I still don't think there's any announced release dates or anything like that, but hopefully we'll get some gigs and, you know, fingers crossed, release album off them.
If you're listening, get on with it.
So that's such a subtle link into the next track, but now I've actually got to remember which CD player I put it in. Hopefully it's this one.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, is it? Shall I try that again?
Yeah, let's try that one. That's better.
Isolate the evil in its pure state. The synthesis is for maximum purity.
Bye.
Okay, that was Zeitgeist Zero with Dance of the Fallen from the album Dead to the World that isn't out yet, and we're kind of deploring them to actually get it out somehow. We know the band are going through hoops to try and get that sorted, but fingers crossed it'll happen soon.
Should we keep the subliminal messages going? Release it.
Please. No, I think they're working on it as hard as they can, so let's hope the record industry helps them out as much as they need them to. Certainly from everyone I know who's heard the album or the promo of it, it's damn good stuff and well worth getting played. So hopefully I'll try and get him in as guests as well, nearer the time of the release, and they can come in and play tracks and talk rubbish like usual. Well, it's been ages since they were on. yes, and that's it.
One last question for you.
Go on.
Before I disappear. What's the best album you've heard all year?
Album? I'm not sure on album-wise. I think I'm going to rave about the Everything Goes Cold stuff far too much, but that's an EP. That's not really
exactly
an album.
So, yeah.
I've not had an album I've been kind of massively excited about. Modulate is a good album, and it's very dance floor friendly, but it hasn't stuck in my head yet. It hasn't been, yeah, stick that on repeat kind of thing. I don't know. I'm going to know the answer to this just as we fade the mics down.
Well, here's one. Here's an album that I was really hoping would be really, really great, and it's not quite. So here's the throwaway track at the end of it by Gothminister, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's off the album Happiness in Darkness, and you'll kick yourself when you hear it.
Yeah, we don't even have to announce the title. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Yeah. We'll be back in a fortnight's time.
Good night.
Good night.